Alright, when I told you earlier in the season that Nimrod is one of the most recognizable melodies in all of classical music, I wasn't joking. And then Mr. Kirsten's blaming us for singing it all weekend. So, without further ado, let's run part one. Here we go. Do we have drum majors?
Gets in your head, doesn't get out.
Yeah. Alright, here we go. Connor, take it away. Check it out. All right, guys, you gotta stand by and hear what you're pushing.
Hey, real quick, just a couple of basic things. When you're in the opening pods, the opening circles, and you do your visual inside, I know this sounds like, are you kidding me? Somebody's gonna really look at that? Yes, they are. Especially at state when there's seven judges and one is judging visual. In that pod, I want your hands to be the same level, like almost touching. You've probably heard this before, yep. I get up, I get down, okay, I need it all the same level. And I don't care what it is, I just need to see all the hands in the same elevation. Get it? I say get it, you say got it. Get it? Okay, cool. Color guard. I literally saw two people with facial expressions that made me feel joy. Okay? Two people. I don't know how many of you there are, but you've got to practice performing right now. Every run through, from here on out is a performance, okay? Every run of a rep is a performance. Practice that so that you cannot do it without a big old huge smile on your face, if that's appropriate. When the woodwinds, woodwinds body facing at the end of a certain hit about halfway, maybe a third of the way through, before the big technical feature. The brass were pointed in towards the box, and their bells and shoulders and everything were this way. Woodwinds were not. I would like to get their shoulders in towards the box just for the symmetry part. And then woodwinds, when you do something that's a visual that's not all the same. I don't know if it's exactly like pairs opposite, or is there a halfway point or something like that, but that moment bothered me just a little bit, so I'd like to see that in a second. And then mellows at G. Bom, 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 bom. You, that note, I think it's a B natural.
Yeah, bom, 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 bom. That's an L.
No, I'm sorry, that was a trumpet. Okay, so it's an L.
Did I just... L is the horn, C, A, D, B.
There we go.
Yeah.
Right. There. Yeah. Bum, bum, bum. B natural. E, bum, bum, bum. That B natural was real high. And then on the last note, I also pointed to somebody. I'm not sure who it was. But if it's a major third, I want to say it was trombones or mellophones because it was kind of a cylindrical sound. You've got to get that pitch down. So it's a concert D something chord. Very easy for the trombones. How are you playing the D's? One. It would surprise me if those were sharp. So maybe it's baritones. If you're playing them open, it would surprise me if it's sharp. But if you're compensating by playing them one and two, try third if you're sharp. Okay, but that, and I'm not absolutely sure it was that note. It could still be the mellophones on the E's. Okay, but in that last note, can you play the last note right here and just hold it? And let's just see what that sounds like. Ready? Five, six, last note, two, breathe. Yeah, it's the mellow. That one. It's better now standing here. You knew it, so you're getting it in there, but that was the note that was high. So how are you playing the E there? Open? If you're sharp, try it third. It might not slide as easily, but you shouldn't have any problem with that, and that will lower that pitch just a little bit, okay? All right, that's sort of the comments that I took off the very first run. By the way, don't let me forget, way a lot of improvement. I mean, I'm having to really look hard to see stuff, so a lot of improvement from a couple of weeks ago. You want to take it in chunks?
Sure. Yeah. Please take your hands. Very nice. Very hard work. Okay. So, you want to go to the beginning or? Beginning. Okay.
Let's go to the beginning and maybe to where that woodwind body thing was. I think that was a good place to stop.
Let's go beginning to set 9A. 1 through 9A, please. 1 through 9A from the top. 1 through 9A. You may want to go past that, and that's fine.
Gotcha.
The wind is always terrible here. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's
fine. And if you'd rather use a digital score without the pages, that's fine, too.
I'm glad you're up here.
All right. Okay, think about what he said. Hands. What are you going to do? Identical. Make them identical. Mr. Christian, I've had him wear white gloves all week for this very purpose.
And let's get rid of the thumbs. Some thumbs are straight up and some are...
Blade hands. Get those thumbs down, just like we talked about later in the show. Blade hands. Thank you, Sophia. Noah, if you need to adjust. Mr. Aguilar, if you need to adjust. Thank
better.
You, Mr. DeWalt. It's better. All right, beginning to 9A. Beginning to 9A. Here we go. And set. Let's start over.
Hey, real quick, even though this visual stuff that you're doing in the choreo is good, I want you to think about where you initiate it. It's not quite together. I didn't notice it the first time, but some of you are anticipating, some of you are a little late. You have to initiate something. So if you get here on one, you got to go and one, or a one. What is it? I don't know. I just want it to be the same. Okay? You need to tell yourselves.
All right, here we go. Reset, one to nine, and set.
Goes from left to right, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
They all go at first, so the heartbeats.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
Better. This one was the best group.
Yeah.
The other three still have some ankle issue.
Can you go to standby, please? And, okay, Mr. Christian is pointing this out, the discrepancy of the facings. Mr. Dewald, would you address the facings, please? Woodwinds are facing straight ahead, and brass tend to face inward, please.
Anything outside of the 40s, let's just bring the shoulder square to the box. In the box, you know, in the stadium, they have to imagine where that is.
Anything outside the 40s, do you want to tell me?
Yeah. Yep. Hey guys, sorry Mr. Dewald, I'm going to interrupt. Woodwinds outside the 40s, just anybody outside the 40s, square your shoulders to the box. Okay, yes sir? Okay, square your shoulders to the box. Okay, imagine where that is in the stadium. And most of the brass already are, but outside the 40s. Do you do outside the 35s or the 40s? 30s? Can we compromise? Can we make it outside the 30?
35.
Actually, let's don't compromise. Can we go outside the 40s?
Yeah.
Because there's some people here that really need to go to the box as well, at least from where I am right now. It might not make a big difference for y'all, but it will for these guys. Okay, so outside the 40s to the box. Okay, can I see that again? Ready, set. Not to me. Imagine where the box at the McKinney Stadium, I can't remember the name of it is, okay? It's probably about a 20 to 25 degree horn angle for the brass, and it's probably about 40 yards from here, probably in the center of one of those tennis courts that's right behind me. Okay? And woodwinds, yes, much better. Green shade, blonde flute player.
Face inward.
Yep, you waved at me a little bit more.
Face inward.
There you go. There you go. Okay, now Mr. Dewald, yeah, it's the shoulders, not the feet. Yep. And turquoise shirt flute player a little bit more towards the center. Third man,
Caitlin.
Caitlin, a little bit more towards the center. Yep, with your shoulders. Cool, cool, cool. All right, good, good. Now, are you good with that? Stand by.
Sure.
Okay, can we go back to 6A? Can you run it back to 6A in about 10 seconds? On your watch, set, go. This is the same concept. So if you're outside the 40s, would you go center of the box? Okay, can I see that? That's set. Upper bodies to the box. I think that looks a lot cleaner. Let's go clarinet player that's just inside the 25, all black.
He's an alternate.
Top black.
He's an alternate.
No, not him. The person in front. Yeah, shoulders a little bit more square. Black shirts, black top. There you go. What do you think?
That's tons better.
Clarinet, last two clarinets, maybe just a hair more to the center, just a little bit more, okay? When the box is there, it'll be a lot easier. Now, brass, you're not going to be able to see the box probably because your bell's in the way, okay? All right, stand by. Okay?
Okay. You want to just run this from here?
Yes, or if you want to do that again, and just so they get the feel of it, and then we move on.
Yeah, let's go to the top and go to 9A, and remember this feel and apply this. Play now, make a mental note. This is a change for you. We don't need to rehearse it. You're good enough at it. Just remember it, all right? Beginning to 9A. And go.
While you're resetting, the third circle is the best at being all the same right now, okay? The other two circles, when you go out with your angle, I'm not sure what angle that's supposed to be, but I've got some 45s, I've got some 60s, I've got some 30s, okay? So just make it the same when you go outside with your hand angle, palm angle, cool? Can I see that right now? Let me see the arm angle. March that go. Now, with some of you, maybe you just need to raise it, especially if you're in the back, so that we see your white hand. Okay, circle, your gloved hand.
Circle two and three, go out. He's wanting to see the out, yes. There you go. High brass, go out, the extension.
The young man in the white sweatshirt here in circle three, you seem to be higher than the people around you just a little bit, okay? All right, cool. Now I want you to remember what that feels like muscular-wise, okay? Muscular-wise, don't go higher or lower. Just nail it.
Circle two, can we see that? Yep, hands out. Circle two, high brows. Let's see the extension out.
And to keep it consistent.
There you go. Look at your blade hand. You got your thumbs up in the air.
I was just going to say, to keep it consistent, can we get rid of the thumbs? Go back to the blades. Cool? All right. Okay, here we go. Go ahead and get set.
Beginning to 9A. Here we go. And set. This is wonderful. Thank you so much.
They play well.
That was better. That was still a little shaky. One person over here was low. Okay. Okay. That means you need to get more extension on it. You're kind of halfway. You're kind of shortening your elbow. Sorry. Cool. Hey, on the press, you did the forte piano and then you crescendo. Let me just tell you, you're not brass. You're not even approaching offensive. You sound so good. You sound a little in the box. I would like you to push that a little bit more, like grab my face with your bell, with a great sound, of course, okay? But just get my attention. And you just tell those judges, you're going to listen to me. You're going to take notice right now, okay? Woodwinds, that's much better.
Yes, on the boot. Yep.
Okay, one more visual thing that I noticed. You do something outside of the circle. I think you turn out or into out, and some of you are doing like a real short arm. You're not getting any extension. You're bending that elbow. It'd look way better if you go ahead and you know, fully extend, it's more visual, okay? It's more impactful. Now, I hate to do this, but when we set this thing up maybe two sets ago, or maybe it is a set, we had a little concave dip instead of convex. So just be aware of the, you know, curvilinears, and don't be a zit or a dip, okay? All right, from here where?
Yep. Not, let's go 9A right here to 21.
9A to 21. 9A to 21. Oh, Mr. Hernandez, just a note, it's a terrible place to judge this from, but during that brass quintet, the front sounds a little bit powerful. I would bring that down and make that an intimate moment, if that's what you get in from up there. I know you were just in the stadium, so maybe you've already set it on. It sounds great. Okay.
All right. Here we go. 9 out of 21.
Man, this wheeling thing was fantastic. Standing by. So first brass, that last note, I'd love for you to press that just a little bit more. Another place where you can do a dynamic contrast that really will make a difference. All right, brass at E. Da, 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 da. You've got some really low notes there. You need the tongue a little bit firmer. And then somebody by the third measure started like doing almost legato on your eighth notes. All of those need to start the same with your same shape of tongue, same strength of tongue, same place on your mouth or reed, okay? And then the eighth notes need to be, especially the eighth notes, need to be the same length. So, da 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 da. What I heard was da 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 da. Okay, it's just getting different the further you go. Get it? Okay, so make that the same. Now, woodwinds. Number one, it's already accented because it's a big jump high, right? Are you trying to tongue that third beat? Yeah, could you do me a favor? Would you play that for me and don't tongue it right now? I think what's happening is you're crushing the last three notes before you get up there so that you can tongue the beat. Judges don't have the score. Just slow. Okay? Here we go. Ready? F to G, just woodwinds playing only. Set. Do we have a met or no? Met. Okay, stop. Let's do that again. Now you got to that real easy. Now don't rush your fingers when you do that, okay? What happens is the tongue, getting the tongue in there is a false start or a false pause. It's a way to line up your fingers, but it's a cheat, okay? And I hear the gap by what the silence is from your tongue, okay? Can't explain it. Let's do that one more time. I won't stop you. Matt, ready? Set? Matt in? Okay, and stand by. The last run. You're holding the eighth note too long and not starting the 16th right on the up, okay? Now, that one is tongued, and that will actually help you do that. Okay, now another thing, when you get to the fourth bar of F, you're falling in love with the quarter note. It's slowing you down. And then you're playing catch up, okay? Can we hear it one more time? Ready, set. Met in. push here. Ooh, is that accented?
No.
Okay, so I had to ask. Some of you are going dee da da on the quarter notes, and most of you are going da da da. Needs to be the same. I don't think it's supposed to be accented. Barry sax, tenor sax, bass, clarinet. Okay, cool beans. All right. Okay, while we're here, I'm at letter G, and I want to hear this brass. And it may have been the same thing, just the eighth note's clarity. Okay, clarity of the quarter note. Every note is tongued the same, regardless of how long it is. Regardless of the duration of the note, it's tongued the same. When you get to the double tonguing, and you're doing a, are you starting softer there to do a crescendo?
Yes, that's a forte.
Okay. All right, brass, if you're starting softer, it makes it a little more challenging to get air through the horn. I get it. Let's do this. Try to get more TKT and not DGD, okay, in the beginning of that. Okay? You understand? All right, here we go. Brass playing only G to the next letter. Ready, set. Yeah, that's the press that we're kind of looking for. Just grab them by the face and twist a little bit, okay? Now, maybe that was a little better in the 16th notes. Didn't bother me as much, the double tongue stuff. Mellows, have you decided to make those just glisses, rips, instead of 4/16ths?
Yes.
Oh, you have? Was that because they weren't doing the 16ths well?
No, that was a change early season, just design-wise.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Cool. Judges aren't going to have the score. I tell you what, let's do this. If you're going to do it a gliss, I want to hear more of the lower and inner notes. I want to hear more of the lower and inner notes. Do you understand, Mellis? Because right now it's kind of going, yeah, instead of yeah, or whatever the rhythm is. Okay? More of the lower and inner notes. Okay. Let's reset and go 9A to 21 one more time. Reset.
How soon do they need a water break?
I think probably 10 more minutes.
Okay.
There's really only one more chunk after this one. There's a 21 and 31 and then the end of part one.
What did you just say? 21, 31?
After this, there's really one more big chunk before the end of the movement. Okay. So we can finish the movement and get it worked.
All right, here we go.
And cut.
I need to ask him a question real quick.
So that mellow thing?
Yeah.
Is this a push button?
Test it.
Is it now coming in on beat two and going to a half note?
Yes. Two, three, four.
Here's the problem with that.
Okay.
It's messing up the clarity of these eighth notes.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Play is written. Let's do that.
I really think that would be good. And now that we're at the end of the season, maybe they will sound better and maybe there's not a need for a fix.
Okay.
You want me to tell them that, since I'm the bad guy?
Sure, but why not, yeah.
Hey, Brett. So, I was really listening and watching the score at that time. Here's why I don't like that rip, gliss, and because it's on beat two and you're going to a half note, you're interfering with the eighth notes from all of the other brass that are going ta-ta-ta. So I'm getting, you know what I mean? So do you remember what it's like as written? It starts on beat three and it's 4/16th notes. It's mellows. It starts on A, well, in fact, it's the same one every time. It's A, B, C sharp, D sharp, E. And honestly, you can still do it as a rip. It just needs to be on 3/4 instead of 2/3. Okay, and I can be the bad guy and tomorrow y'all may change it back, but I just think that's really interfering. I'm feeling like the rest of the brass are dirty. We getting thumbs up?
Can I steal them for 2 seconds?
Yep, you sure can.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Hey, while he's doing that, woodwinds, that very first move from 9A, you're coming, I think it's line shifts to vertical lines. Make your step on the vertical line the very last second. Okay, there's some of you that are getting there a little bit early and then riding the line, so you're actually taking a little bit more of an angle and then moving up because you think you're getting to your spot and then you're fixing it. Just go straight to your spot, taking consistent step size. If you're going to take an inconsistent step size, I want the last step to be the biggest step. Do you understand? We just can't let that vertical line hit early, okay? Questions, or you know I'm talking to you. Thank you, I love it. My band does that too.
You're smart.
I say my band. I'm retired.
You want to set up?
Okay. Can I, while they're doing that, can I hear the woodwinds? It's after F. Say, so, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Da, 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 da. Can I hear da di da da di da da? You know where we're starting? All right, here we go. Ready, set, 5, 6, 5, 6. Yeah. Do me a favor. Slur all of that. Unless there's a, no, there's no repeated notes. Okay, slur the whole thing. Ready, set, 5, 6, 5, 6. Ready, go. Okay, now just lightly tongue the tongues, the notes that are supposed to be tongued. 5, 6, 5, 6, ready, go. Yeah, look up here for just a second. You were just kind of pounding, and it was creating some precision problems with where the note actually responded and showed up, okay? So just lightly tongue that, fewer taste buds, but still a firm D tongue. Does it make sense? Let me hear that one. In fact, start at another F this time. Let's hear that feature again. Ready, set, 5. Okay, stop. Cool. The first two beats were better, and then you fell in love with the third beat quarter note again. So that was the precision problem, okay? So while we're tonguing lighter, don't let the quarter notes be longer. One more time. Ready, set. That's it. Oh, don't give up. Okay, relax. Still getting some accent on. Let those notes touch and don't use so many taste buds. Okay? Especially from the lows. Now, you kind of gave up on that second 16th note run. Okay, crescendo to the last note. Get it? All right, last time. That whole feature. Ready, set, head in. Stand by. You guys are weird. You do the 16th notes better than you do the 8th notes. Okay, so da di ya da di ya da. There was still some like da blah, 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 you need to be more deliberate with your fingers. Don't, especially if they're going up, you're picking fingers up. Woodwinds have such a difficult time keeping those disciplined. They want to just go. Putting them down, no problem. Okay? So, da, di, ya, da, be more deliberate. Everybody say deliberate. Everybody say intentional. Be more deliberate, more intentional with those two sets of eighth notes there. Okay? All right. As soon as we can get the mellows back, the better. You want to go ahead and give them a drink now?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's leave.
Oh, here they come.
Okay. All right, you want to do that touch again?
Sure.
Yeah, 9 out of 21, and then we'll get a water break.
No early arrivals!
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No early arrivals, Woodwinds, to those vertical lines. Don't get in a hurry with your fingers. Lighter tongue, low reeds. Mellows, beat 3-4.
All right, here we go. And set.
I think that will be more integrity to the original as well.
Way better.
Hey guys,
yeah.
Stand by. I was inspired that time. You're playing so well, and this is what I just thought of. That last note brass. Fortissimo for four beats. Mezzo crescendo. Three ups. Okay. Can I hear that real quick? Ready, set. Five, six, five, six. Ready. Up, stop. Don't know where we are. Oh, Woodwinds have it too?
I've added that.
Okay, I've added it. You with me, Woodwinds? Now, you do less of a dynamic change to soft because, you know, like Woodwinds, right?
The D minor hit.
It's right when you close,
yep.
It's right after all the double tongue when you stop. It's right where we stopped. Here we go. Set. Five, six, five, six. Yeah, that will get you some points if you'll bring it. It has to be more together, more ensemble than that, but that's the right idea. You got it? You can fix that before Saturday Pro Show. Okay. Hey, do y'all call them Gush and Goes or what?
Yes.
Okay, Gush and Go and come right back to here. We'll go from here on. Mark said go. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, so this woodwind thing. This is still a little conspicuous. Mm-hmm. It's better. But then when they go da-da-da-da, they're almost... I would clip that.
Okay.
Ba-di-ya-da, di-ya-da, di-da-da-da-da.
So four-way, quarter,
di-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah.
Okay.
And tell them to stay set. Like they can't...
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You know, breathe or take off the mouthpiece. Di-da-da-da-da, di-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Yes, sir.
I would say any time that we want a brass impact point and the brass are moving their shoulders inward, I would try to make it, if it's a symmetrical-ish, you know, that's not symmetrical, but it's horizontal, it's this wide. So I like matching that. It's not a sound thing, obviously, it's just the picture of the shoulders,
okay.
The color and the broadness.
Okay. Awesome.
Thank you. Thanks for taking the mellows out.
Yeah, that
so
huge
I
difference.
Told them to be able to do a couple of things because when we were first doing that, you couldn't hear the 16th notes just because of where it was written.
Yeah, it's kind of low.
And so, but they can. I told them to practice it a couple of ways where they can do the 16th on 3-4, and also add the riff to 3-4. It added a few colors to the riff, but on the beat 2 and 1.
Yeah, another way to do that is anybody who has a little bit of trouble with the 16th, just have them do 8, da-da-dee, da-da-dee, and make the quarter note go all the way to the next beat. Okay?
Yeah.
It's probably only 2 or 3 that would do that. Well, how many mellows are there?
7.
7? 8?
8.
Now, I don't know that I'd want to do that with more than two people, but that will give it some body. Thank you.
Thank you.
I have my eighth mellow as a trumpet player is playing mellow.
Got it.
So seven horn players on one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you want to take this to the end?
Sure.
Of the movement? All right, player. You're working on it. Sounds great. Let's go from here, 21, to the end of the movement. Got it? All right. Here we go. And set.
Gotta stay window.
Couple of things real quick. At letter P, and this is really almost everybody except mellows, you've got dotted halves, and alto saxes, sorry. You've got dotted halves and quarter notes. The first dotted half is fine. The second one is dying big time. You can't run out of gas on the second measure of that. And you can't take a breath there. It's bum, 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 bum. That just goes, 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 goes. Do you have breathing assignments in that phrase? You do? Okay. I think some of you are cheating then. Okay. You have to use, and nobody's breathing assignment should be beat four. Okay? If you're doing breathing assignments, make sure that we don't hear your exit or entrance. Okay? But especially at the end of the dotted half, don't let that dotted half die. Don't let the dotted half stop. Okay, now, at the beginning of this, okay, Brass, you with me? You're over here, and I think it's the trombones come in. Yeah. You're forming two lines. Do you end up exactly between the people that were already there in front of you? Do you know? No, the line shifts this way. Do you end up right exactly behind somebody who's already there? Yeah, that's not happening right now. And then when the horizontal lines move over, are y'all supposed to be windowed or covered down, or does it start one way and end another?
Windowed.
It's supposed to be windowed the whole time, and you don't end up covered down? Okay, because when you were moving, I was like, we need to work on those windows. But then when you stopped, it was like you were exactly behind somebody. I was like, wait, is that windowed or covered down? Okay, so let's reset and let's go set by set, okay? Let's work out visual cleaning real quick, okay? Reset to 21. Hey, because we have a limited amount of time, I might put you on a clock on these resets, okay? If you're not getting back to your set fast, somebody else is, okay? All right, here we go. One set, looks like that's 12 counts, correct?
Yep.
Here we go. Ready, set. And freeze. Okay, so the people in front, close your feet, left foot to right. Close your, don't cheat. Okay, stop, everybody stand by, lift up here. We're going to freeze in some minus ones or plus ones. When I say close, you can only move your left foot to your right foot. Moving your right foot is cheating. I'm not going to yell at you if you miss your spot, okay? But I want you to see how much and in what direction you missed it by. So we're going to freeze. I'm going to say close, boom, check, look around, adjust. Now you can move and fix it. And that tells you how much you missed it by, and then you know how much you need to fix it by, okay? All right, reset. Ready? Five, four, three. Three, two, one. That was an easy reset. Ready, set, met. Close. Check. Adjust. Now, that's better. Now, it's the people in the front. Are you two trumpet players? Y'all are supposed to be two out from the 40, yes? Yeah. See the blue dot in front of you? That's 1.25 yards. That's where your center of your ankle needs to be. You're a little bit too close to the yard line. There you go. Okay, 1.25 yards. Now, you get to see that. The trombones behind you, they don't really get to see that. Now, let me tell you, you two trumpet players, it's very possible that you're fearful that you're going to run into those guys. This is where it's nice to be a band family, and you can trust those people. Okay, you just have to have confidence that you're not going to run into them. Okay, all right, last time, reset. That was better trombones. Three, two, one. You there? Set. Close. Check. Adjust. Stand by. Eyes up here. Now, you have to do that with your eyes up. You can't be looking at the ground. Several of you, you're like your chins were down, not only your eyes, okay? All right. The next set is also, is it also 12 counts? Okay. And trombones, I think this is the one that I'm concerned about, okay? Here we go. The next 12 sets. Ready, set. Close your feet. Check. Adjust. Yikes. Stand by. Okay, now raise your hand if you're overshooting your left to right distance. Okay, so make a long ponytail combo. Yep. Okay, you're overshooting, you're going that way too much. So you need to take either a steeper angle or a smaller step, okay? Raise your hand if you're undershooting, Mellows, undershooting the... Sorry, you're talking so I won't. Breath, raise your hand if you're undershooting the horizontal coordinate here. Okay, so you need to take less of a steep angle or a larger step. Okay? All right, reset that 12. That does go to windowed.
Yes.
All right, now trombones and it's baritones. I want you to keep your eyes on the people in front of you and realize, so... raise your hand if you love math. Like you're pretty good at math. I'm pretty good at math, okay? Right now, you're like not apart horizontally. But when you end up over here, how far apart are you from the person in front of you? Two steps, right? So when you're halfway there, you should be one step horizontally from each other, horizontally, and you should be at a 45 degree angle, yes? Yes? What's half of this set?
What?
Six counts.
So we're going to stop on six, freeze on six, don't close, don't go to plus one. How many counts? Six counts. Ready, set. Met in. Thank you. Freeze. Close to your right foot. Now, check that diag. See my trombone favorite people that were overshooting that horizontal set? Okay. Now, do you use UDB?
No?
Okay. You can figure out your midpoint. Midpoint definition. Geometry teachers will love me for this. Half of the distance over, boom. Half of the distance up, boom. That's your midpoint. Okay? Make a note of this midpoint. This front diag is still not a diag. It's a curve. That's supposed to be a perfect 45 degree angle. Baritones, that should be a perfect 45 degree angle. Now, it's great that you have staff down there helping you, but it's really not rocket science. Okay, it's finding your midpoint and making sure you're on it. And if you're on it, it's a 45-degree angle. Okay, now I just got you probably 2, maybe 3 points at BOA. Okay, reset. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You're there. 6 counts only. Freeze on 6. Freeze on 6. Ready, set. Freeze. Much better. Close. Check. Adjust. No. I think you went the wrong way. Don't look backwards. The guy in front is right, even when he's wrong. Okay? Got it? Reset. Hey, Dan. Did you hear what I just said? Repeat after me. The guy in front
is right even when he's wrong.
Okay, that means you have to cover down. Okay? It's more important that that vertical line or diag is straight. All right. I'm going to assume that you're going to get that. We probably need to move on. So let's go all 12 counts, but I want you to go dot really loud, trombones and baritones. I just want you to dot or something on count 6, and that's your cue to look at that diag, okay? Here you go. Ready, set, all 12. Ready? Oh, I'm sorry. You thought I said cut. Reset. I forgot the mic was on.
I'm glad that happens to you, too.
It does. Hey, frequent flyers, okay? If you keep being the one that's overshooting, I dare you to undershoot it this time. I want you to exaggerate. Be an extremist, okay? Be an extremist. Take a much smaller step and a much less steep angle or steeper angle, whichever the case may be. Here we go. All 12 counts. Ready, set. Ready? Sit. Much better. Close to your left foot. Close to your left foot. Okay, my baritone friends, we're still not making it. And stand by. Thank you, trombones. And anyone else who is still at attention, good discipline for you. Now, those two baritone people, remember what I told you? I can't remember who it was up here, but you're just going to have to be a band family and trust that you're not going to run into the people behind you. They're going to move. I get that it's a blind move for you, and you're like, oh, crap, I don't want a bell in the back of the head or somewhere else where the sun don't shine. Okay? So you just have to trust and take a big step. All right, last time, reset. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You there? Ready, set. Stop. Stand by. Okay, if you weren't really set, then you're slow getting back. I realize it's a little bit congested right there. Get back to your spot. Here we go. Ready, set. Yep. Close. Check. Adjust. And stand by. All right, my two trombone friends, I want you to take an even smaller step. Be an extremist. You can tell, young lady, you can tell that he's not catching up to you, right? So do him a favor and don't take such a big step and try to help him get right. It's more important that we see feet horizontally, pretty continuous, okay? All right, now, trombones, maybe baritones, maybe mellophones. This next set, we're going from windows to something. And I want to see what this is. How many counts is this next set? 12 again? All right, 12 counts. 12 counts, all in. Ready, set. Close your feet. Check. Adjust. Okay, can we all agree that that was a hot mess? It has been probably 4 weeks, okay? So adjust and get it perfect. We're not equal distance from the line right here in the two trombones in the maroon shirt, not the ponytail. Sorry. What is your name, ponytail girl, so I'm not saying that all the time? Audrey, thank you. Beautiful name. Okay, now, here's the deal, guys, trombones. Some of you were actually behind the person in front of you in one step. In one step, we were that far off. You understand? Now, is this the way we start that set? Okay, so we just have to maintain this window thing all the way through there. Get it? Okay, don't let this form shift or get squishy. All right, reset.
Thank you for that.
Sure. Three, two, one, you're there. Can I see one step, please? One step. Five, six, ready, move, one. Reset. Can I see two steps, please? Ready, set, five, six, ready, go, one, two. Reset. Can I see three steps, please? Ready, set, five, six, ready, move, one, two, three. Getting a little congested right there now. Reset. Okay, brain time. We're going to go six steps. You're so smart. You did it great a minute ago. Freeze on six. Don't let the cross count happen. Freeze on six. Ready, set. Six counts. Met in. Six. Close your feet. Baritones in the gray shirt and the We Are Something shirt. Okay, you're currently behind the people in front of you, and that should still be a window. So if it's their fault, okay. But does it matter who's right and who's wrong? No. So I want you to not get behind the person to your right that's in front of you, okay? Reset. Now, guys in front, you got to know what your step size is.
By the way, in UDB, it's worth every penny. Worth every penny.
And we as a staff and a section understand that, but the kids don't.
Okay. Yeah. And they will love it.
All right, here we go. Six steps again. Six steps and freeze. Ready, set. Freeze. And some of us don't know six freeze. Put your left foot to your right foot. Close. Check. Adjust. Look how much better that is. Okay, reset. Five, four, three. Would you be watching the sax thing to make sure it's... I'm completely zoned in. All right. Baritones, trombones, and mellows in front. I want you to hold the horn with your left hand, and I want you to touch the person's shoulder to your right. If you can't touch it, that's fine. I don't want you to lean over or change your spacing, but I want you to extend to the right. Okay? I want you to keep that spacing and that line, that horizontal line, as we move. We're going to go all 12 counts this time. Ready, set? Nope, keep the hand extended. Matt in? And I went too fast. We didn't follow instructions. That was wasted rep. That's my fault. Reset. Five, four, three, two, one. You're there. Extend the hand. We're going all 12 counts. All 12 counts. Ready, set. Close. Now, look at my baritone trombone player matchup. Look at my baritone trombone player. No. That doesn't... You don't match up with him, do you? You do? Okay. Man, I sure didn't know that the first few times you did this. Okay? Yeah, y'all didn't either. I appreciate your honesty. Okay, that's looking better. Let's reset and do this without the arm thing this time. How are the saxes looking?
Fair. Hey, Ryan, bigger steps. Ivy, smaller steps.
Hey, Sackville Reed, point to your halfway spot. Exactly. Okay, make sure you hit that on six, okay? Here we go. All 12 counts. Ready, set. Close. Check. Adjust. and standby. So trombones, baritones, mellows. That's actually, I don't think it's mellows. Are there some mellows in this group?
No, it's all baritones.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a lot better. Okay. If you have time to like do a sectional before rehearsal starts or hang out a little after one of these rehearsals, that would be good because that still needs some work. Now, this thing, it's hard when a person's missing to figure out what that angle is, but when you hit your halfway spot, this was way better. Halfway spots are glorious, midpoints, okay? You can go through every... Hey, guys, everybody listening? I know you know this, but I'm going to say it. Every single beat of the song is a picture. And every single picture is a continuous intervallic relationship issue, okay? The interval should be equal distance for every step. And that's what has to happen between now and Saturday, okay? You got to get big-time interval awareness. No longer is coordinate king. You've got to be exactly between two people, period, okay? All right, can we reset to 21 and go three sets? Actually, let's go set at a time, okay? One set at a time. Five, four, three, two, one. Stand by, eyes on me. Here are the instructions. We're going to go 12 plus 1 and freeze. Then I'll say minus 1. Then we'll go another 12 plus 1 and freeze. Then I'll say minus 1. And then we're going to go another 12 plus... You have a plus 1 there? Yeah. Okay, so we'll do the plus 1 and then we'll close to check. Okay? So three sets, one set at a time with a plus 1, minus 1. Here we go. Ready? Set. 12 plus 1. 5, 6. Red 12, 1. Minus 1. Much better, baritones, trombones. Much better. Here we go. Set. I'm going to say check right now. We're not going to adjust because it's too late, but check. Okay, minus 1. And next step. Thank you, Drumline and Susie's, for your patience on this. Here we go. Close. Check. Adjust. Okay. We learned something there? All right. Let's put all three of those sets together, and then we will move on. Reset. Good energy. Good energy. Keep it up. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. You're set. 12 plus 12 plus 12 plus 1. And freeze. Met in. Close. Close. Check. Adjust. Audrey. Great recovery. Great recovery. Hey, here's what it is, and everybody can learn from this. Sometimes we say it's the direction change, but it's not the direction change, it's the change in our step size on the set change, right? So that's what happened on that for you, but you had a great recovery, so good for you. At least now we know what that's supposed to look like, okay? All right, so right now we're in set 24, is that correct? And this is where the mellows and alphas come in, correct? Can we take this to... Can we take it to set 26A? Can we take it to 26A? Any questions? All right, here we go. Ready, set. Stand by. Could I please hear letter N to letter O? And if you have dotted quarter notes, I want you to put accents on them with a lot of taper. Dong, dong, dong. Right now, what's happening is you're playing them too long, too legato, and so you're a little bit slow, and we're getting mud between that and the quarters and the eighths. Okay? So I want the dotted quarters to give just a little bit of accent. Get it? Here we go. M to O, playing only from where you are. Ready, set. Ready? Stop thinking. I don't
26.
Think. Yeah, we're in set 26.
26.
Sorry, you don't know the square numbers. My bad. Okay, we're in set 26. 26 to 27 is all I want to hear. Good. Here we go. Ready, set. Yes, that's a lot more clear. Right now, let's do this. People with quarter notes, can you give me just a little more front to the note and a little taper? Do, 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 do. Not space, just a little taper between each. Okay, can we do that again? Ready, set. That's it. Now, eighth notes. I did not ask you to play softer. I want to still hear those. We just made it clearer so that we can hear you, but you went away, okay? All right, reset, please. Let's go all the way back to 21 and go from here to... Let's take it to the end. Here to the end. I think we're running out of time, unfortunately. So we got 30 minutes?
Yeah.
What's more important, third movement or second movement?
I got everything, really.
Okay. Hey, woodwinds. Woodwinds. Yeah, thank you. All right, here we go. Here to the end. Ready, set.
There's more stuff in third movement. But it's a musical thing in second movement. Yeah,
well...
Why don't we do it right? I want you to kind of address the Nimrod hit. And maybe that's it for part two.
Okay, and you can probably do some of the same things we did in part three.
Yeah.
Another thing I would do is, sorry, I didn't know this was on. Stand back. All right, so even though it's just our first date, I'm already, like, in love with you, I think. I really like your energy and how much you try to improve in a very short amount of time. It's really cool. But, at set 27, letter P, you remember what I said about those dotted half notes? You totally did it again. Totally let them die. So, if you took a recording and listened back, you'd go, oh, my goodness, that's terrible. You're not terrible, but you're letting those, it's just losing energy, so I'm not inspired. I get inspired, and then I go, wah, wah, wah. And then I'm inspired at the end, thank goodness, okay? But you just have to keep pushing, okay? All right, is it time for Oswald?
Yeah, let's do a quick drink.
Quick drink, and then go to
part two.
Oh, we'll come right back to here and do part two, okay? Mark, so good.
I'm going to give you check now before I forget. This has been fantastic having you here. My goodness.
Man, thank you for having the check ready. That's incredible. I wasn't expecting that.
Of course.
Okay, what I said I would also do. Is the metronome just on a Dr. Beat, or is she using tonal energy? Does she know how to use tonal energy or anything?
Yeah, she does. We just have not a straight metronome for now, but yeah, she could.
You know that you can put click tracks in tonal
energy? She does
energy?
That. She does that. Yeah.
Ask her to make a click track, and in these three, four sets,
okay.
I want two. One that's got eight and in, and then it's just one every measure. Okay. Okay, and then the next one is one every six beats. So it's like 6-4. So eight clicks.
Yeah. And I think that's something that we can definitely
Yeah.
Okay, now, I don't think they're having timing problems, but it will do one of two things. It'll either go, oh, crap, I'm a little behind, or I'm a little ahead, or it will give them more and more confidence,
that's
which
great.
Is not a bad thing.
No, that's great.
But that is just a real thing to become quickly aware. And in the 4-4 stuff, you can do the same thing, but, you know, start with beats 1 and beats 3, and then beats 1 and beats 1 and beats 1, and then every 8, you know. And if you want to get really funky, like, I've just told them, all right, we're going to go every 7 this time.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it's just, really, it's kind of unsettling, but then it's like, oh, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
You know?
That's a really good idea. I like that. I'm going to pop this over for the next.